You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? Got a serious question for you. Has anybody ever thought about joining the Mile High Club? Has anybody ever thought about faking their deaths? Has anybody ever related faking their deaths to joining the Mile High Club? I have. In fact, I'm relating the two right now. So, anybody out there wanted to fake their death and join the fake death club? Faking your death is such a big, huge, stupid phenomenon right now. It seems like Tupac was the one to really make this famous. And I say that because his album Machiavelli was supposed to be like one of the most famous people that ever faked their deaths and all this crap. And after him, it was like fake death after fake death after fake death. I mean, it's just been straight absurd. Like, before he even did it, Kurt Cobain did it. Now, keep in mind, this is all quote-unquote alleged, so I don't get myself into quote-unquote trouble for saying something I quote-unquote shouldn't have said. But for real, dude, these people are out there allegedly faking their deaths. Where's the blood from the shotgun with Kurt Cobain? Well, like, I don't even want to sit here and question all this. Like, I know this for a fact. If you don't know it, look up their name, faked their death. Paul Walker, faked their death. Search. Kurt Cobain, faked his death. Search. Or just Kurt Cobain faked death. And then there's this one article where it says the police are saying that he faked his death. And then they lay out compelling evidence. It's not just all hearsay evidence. It's not, I think that's evidence. No, this is compelling evidence. They're bringing up very compelling points. I mean, there's all types of videos about this. And oh, man, it's crazy. It's crazy is what it is. And it's got me thinking, geez, do I really want to run from my debt? Do I want to run from my nightmare of a family situation I've got going on? I'd say that nobody in my family likes me, but I don't like anybody in my family for the most part. There's a couple exceptions, and I will kind of bend my opinion to speak to my family sometimes, but I don't like my family as a person, as people. I just don't. I love them to death, but they were never on my level of competence. They were on my level of, like, familial bond, I guess, if that's what you want to call that dysfunction. But straight up, they were never on my level of integrity. They always pretended like they were upright and integritous, but what it really came down to is just a severe case of narcissism. And you know what? Here I am, almost 39 years old. August 12th is my birthday. Happy birthday to me, right? So, and what's today's date right now? It is the 3rd. I thought it was the 2nd for some reason. That was yesterday. But today, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm like, I'm almost 39 years old. Well, I'm technically 39 years old. You can pretty much say I'm 39 years old. Here I am, almost 40. And I never fully understood what a narcissist was. Psychopath? Sure. Sure. A lot of people are psychopaths, in my opinion. But narcissism, I had heard the term plenty of times, but I had never seen the definition. I had never studied it. Well, I found a YouTube that explains narcissism very well. You'll kind of have to excuse me because I've been singing a lot of death metal songs or new metal songs or whatever you want to call them. I say death metal because I'm death metal growling over the cover songs in these podcasts. But I did 3 in 1 day. And every time I get, excuse me, every time I get to disturb down into sickness, that's the end of my voice. That is the end of my voice. And now I see why David Draymond doesn't talk very much between his shows. He really has to save his voice. Because that song is hard. That song is so hard. Kudos to him. He's gaining a lot of weight since he's become a dad. And I think that's because his wife is feeding him really good. Whenever I say really good, I just mean all the time. As opposed to feeding him the right thing. I'm vegan, so I lost like, I don't know, 30 pounds in my first freaking week. Man, once you go vegan, you really do lose the weight. And you feel good about it, too. It's not like, oh God, I'm definitely sick looking. No, you just feel good. Now keep in mind, to keep a healthy weight, you gotta eat chia seeds. But this is besides the point of what I'm trying to make here. The point I'm trying to make is about narcissism. I'm sorry to kind of stray off like that because there's just a lot of stuff going on right now. There is a lot of things going on right now. So it's hard to fit it into 3 songs, which is what you're listening to now. This is the second song. You know, I start running out of time on what to say, and I want to tell you about all my whole day and everything, you know what I mean? But I don't have that kind of time. You know, I've got family I still talk to in the downtime, you know, like my mom or my cousin or anybody, really, you know? Anybody who will listen, I guess. I'm just kidding. I'm not that desperate for attention. Okay, yes, I am. Well, I mean, the reason I say that is because it's hard living by yourself. But at the same time, it's much better living by yourself than it is to have to live with somebody who isn't in your best interest, so to speak. They don't have your best interest in mind. You know, it's kind of crazy. But narcissism is basically they think that they're better than you. They think that they always have a hand up on you. Now, everybody's guilty of it at some time. Everybody touts around a case of narcissism. But the question is when are you going to realize you're being a narcissist and try to curb it? That's the question. When do you realize that you have snapped into being a psycho and saying, you know what? That's not okay. And since people want to point out the mental health of others, I'd rather point out the generalization of mental health here. If you want to be a mental health advocate, then advocate for mental health and not, how do you say it? I guess a mental health reform or whatever y'all are going for right now. Whatever this whole stupid agenda is, it's not cutting the mustard. And here's why. I say it's not cutting the mustard because you guys are attaching fake tragedy to your agenda. And by all means, if these people really did commit suicide or were murdered or whatever, that all happened to be famous, whenever suicide is the most compelling thing you can lie about and get the most attention for. You know, if you want attaching these fake tragedies, or what I would call fake tragedies, it's not a theory, it's a fact. Like I said, policemen and everybody who's looked into this has laid out compelling evidence. The people who don't are either covering it up or just haven't done it. They haven't looked it up. Or they don't care. It's ridiculous. For example, this El Paso shooting, somebody was saying that they're missing their brother from it all. Well, I had to break the news because I've done the investigative work that these mass shootings are all cover for child traffic kidnapping or human trafficking. It all stems down to human trafficking and no real shooting, no real victims, no real need for a blood drive. And the fact that I know this, people come out of the woodwork to try to make me look crazy or make me look stupid or make me look rude or make me look mean or make me look inconsiderate. I'm sorry, but all I'm doing is being informative from the things that I know for fact, for sure, concrete evidence. There is no way that I go on to somebody's thing that has a missing brother and say something rude. I've got a missing... I don't even want to go into that. But I will. I've got a missing ex. They faked her death. They gave her, like, no obituary. It's sickening. It's so sickening what happened to her. And there's no telling where she's at by now. I feel like that never gonna find you'll never find me. Corn song is about that type of stuff, you know? It's sickening, dude. It's so sick. That is a sick mindset. You know, there's people, if you look it up, man, there's people who made documentaries about their ex getting trafficking kidnapped, and they had to go on the hunt to get them out of it. There's a documentary about the dang thing. The guy documented his whole adventure. So if you want to sit there and call me a liar and say that, oh, you know, these people really got shot. Oh, yeah? Prove it. Prove it. Show me the dead body. Show me the people. Show me the before, the after. Show me the footage. Show me everything. Because right now you got nothing. Nothing. You know, I got suspended from my Twitter because some jerk decides that he wants to say or call me a degenerate scum and defend all this. Oh, and I've got all this footage. And don't use my footage without my permission. But I'll be able to use your footage. It's something like that. I don't remember exactly how he said it, but it came off just as douchebaggish. But called me degenerate scum and said to stay the F off of his page. How rude is that? I could have called him a sack of lying S-H-I-T, but I didn't. I said, you're lying. Nobody believes your BS that has a backbone. And this dude turned around and reported me. Got me suspended from Twitter for quote-unquote hate speech. Yeah, okay. All right, cool. I'm a presidential candidate committing hate speech? Yeah, okay, all right. Like, I'm really that dumb. Jeez, little freaking wheeze. I've cleaned up my act, and I don't even cuss on these things anymore. Do you really think I'm that stupid to be a presidential candidate and to just go up there and lie about things like that? That's ridiculous. I come from the South, man. I was taught to have, how do you say, integrity. I was taught to not lie. You don't lie. You don't lie to people. I was taught this over and over and over and over again. You don't be rude to people. You be nice to people. And I'm trying. Believe me, I'm trying my best. And some people push my buttons, and I do say some things. However, it is not hate speech. It's simply defending my turf.